Hello and welcome to the Hell's Kitchen podcast with Eric and Joe. My name is Eric, and I'm joined by Joe Misalonis. How'd I get those vowels?
Got them right as always.
Do you still want me to do that introduction?
No, that's fine. That's fine. It's sort of a classic now.
Well, it's a classic, but I don't think anyone listening to this recalls our radio days when
that's
I used
true.
To say that.
Right. That was how you introed every one of our radio episodes back in the day.
And no one listened to that show either. So.
But I mean, it works. I think it's a good way to start off the episode. I mean, what else would you say? You'd be like, "Hey, what's going on?" or something. It would be lame.
I could do like, "Hey, Joe, what do you know?"
Yeah, that'd be stupid.
One time took a comedy class. I was not very good.
Uh-huh.
But one thing they told us was that type of joke is a callback. So I'm calling back
right
to the radio days.
Right, when you're saying, yes, did I get those vowels right?
Yeah, so thank you everyone for listening. This is going to be episode 7 of the podcast and episode 7 of Hell's Kitchen, an episode entitled Trimming Fat. Now, we were talking about this just a few moments ago.
Yes.
Did they forget the, I mean, it should be trimming the fat, right?
Yes, trimming fat is, it's a little lazy, I think.
Well, and we've been unimpressed by the episode titles.
Yes, that's true. Last week's title was A Little Slice of Hell, because they made pizzas, I guess, slices of pizza. But I don't like that one.
Well, they made whole pizzas, so that wasn't
that's
even an accurate
that's
title.
That's true. Then the week before that was Josh, 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 which, I mean, I guess we know what the episode was about, but not a particularly creative title. So they need to step up the title game this season.
Do you think Ramsey comes up with the titles himself?
No, he can't be bothered with that. He's got to, as soon as he's done filming the show, he forgets all about it because he's got to deal with his 800 restaurants around the world that he has to manage.
Yes. So I want to tell everybody again, you know, this is kind of our plea.
Yes.
If you get a chance, go onto iTunes, rate us the big 5 stars. We really need it.
Yes.
And if you don't mind, if you don't think we're a 5-star show, give us 4 stars.
Yes.
And tell us what. Like an example of a 5-star show.
Right.
Now, I have another example of a 5-star show.
Okay. Last week you said Hardcore History with Dan Carlin.
Dan Carlin. And we are not paid. I just wanted that to be clear. We are not paid by Dan Carlin.
That is correct.
He doesn't even know we exist.
Yes.
But we like his show.
Absolutely.
Now, this one, I don't think this is going to be very controversial, but Radiolab.
Ah, of course. A
which
classic.
Is, yeah, I think that's a 5. Everyone can agree that's a 5-star podcast.
Yes. I think most people would say so, yes.
Do you listen to Radiolab?
I don't. I know what it is. I've heard a few episodes, but I'm not a regular listener.
Well, now. Joe, you need to listen to it, because how could we expect Radiolab listeners to listen to us?
That's true.
If we don't listen to Radiolab.
Well, I don't know how me listening would somehow attract listeners, but I'll give it a shot.
There's probably a little overlap between our audience and the Radiolab audience.
That's probably true.
Anyway, let's get into this episode. But first, a previously on Hell's Kitchen.
Previously on Hell's Kitchen All-Stars.
What chef would you like to cook? Again?
This was the pizza challenge.
Barbie. Yes, they're showing the pizza challenge.
She thinks she can beat me.
Chef Ramsay challenged the All-Stars to face off.
That was so weak.
In an international pizza challenge.
Grace, it is.
I can work with this.
Let's go.
Get out of my way.
After enduring some tight cooking quarters.
Excuse me.
I can't get it off.
Elise.
What?
Move, Elise.
It's a wrap.
At judging. Barbie made Robin.
Now, you'll remember that Marino was involved in the judging last
right.
week.
Right. And you were against that.
I don't like Marino. Just my opinion. He features prominently in today's episode.
To Michelle versus
yes,
Giovanni.
Does.
Italian king around here.
But the decision turned out to be an easy one.
Wow. Gio, every slice
Gio didn't look good. He burned the pizza.
Yeah, they said every slice was burned, but as we said last week, it looked like there was one, maybe two slices kitchen. That was not burned that would have been fine to eat.
Yeah, I think so. I would eat all the pizza.
Yeah, I would have eaten the slices anyway.
Did you save the lamb? Yes, sir.
Had nothing to do with her cooking.
Michelle.
Yes, sir.
Beautifully cooked.
Thank you, sir.
As she led the red team to a strong service.
This food is yummy.
Good job, ladies.
In the blue kitchen, Giovanni and Benjamin served raw lamb.
What's happened to you guys?
Robin overcooked the fish.
Oh, man. What has happened to my All-Stars?
And Jared claimed injury.
Can I get a medic?
Our favorite part of the episode.
Yes, that's great.
He's got a bigger cut on the end of his...
You're calling a medic because you're crashing it and burning.
A great line by Ramsay.
They nominated...
Jared.
And...
Robin.
While Robin tried to jump ship.
I would like to go back to the red team, Chef.
How can you say you want to go back to the red team? You're part of the blue team. We're a team.
Chef Ramsay made her. Do you think Giovanni really cared about that, or was he just?
No, it's weird because didn't she only join the blue team like 2 episodes ago? So it's not like, yeah, she's like joined it at Josh, which was episode 5. So it's not like she's been on the team for that long. And now the continuation. She's done two dinner services and 2 challenges with them.
As we've said, Giovanni does not tolerate disloyalty.
That's true.
Although, as we learned in this episode, it doesn't necessarily matter what Giovanni thinks
exactly
anymore. So, you know, we don't have to play it, but I did notice that Robin, when they're walking back to the dorms,
right?
Robin, who moments earlier had said that she wanted to leave the blue team,
yes,
kind of reaches out to the blue team.
Yes.
And I think she, like, shakes everybody's hand.
Right.
And it seemed like everyone was now kind of on good terms again.
Yeah, it seemed like no one really cared. It seems like they play up the drama a little in the elimination portion of the show. It seems like they don't actually really care.
Well, they all criticize each other, but that's expected.
True. Yes.
So it's not, I guess it's not a huge deal. But anyway, so she was reaching out to everybody, although Millie seemed a little bit, if I recall, later in the episode, he seemed a little bit still upset with Robin.
Yes, I think Millie was upset. I think, yeah, and Nick, I think, was a little upset. I think there were some people who, but it might just be because she's not that good of a cook, though. But
She's better than some cooks.
Well, I guess we found that out, yes.
So we'll jump ahead to the challenge, which involved, so everyone assembles and we see 6 platters.
Yes.
In front of Gordon Ramsay.
Morning, Chef.
Now, underneath these 6 domes is your next challenge. Let's begin. First off, one of the most renowned dishes ever in the history of this competition, a beef Wellington.
Beef Wellington?
Most renowned dish.
What's going on right now, Chef? What are you doing to us?
Next one.
Well, here's the thing. Ramsay, the reason why it's renowned is because Ramsay puts it on the menu every
time. Yeah, he forces it on the menu every season.
He really wants the beef Wellington to catch on. But after however many 17 seasons of the show, it really hasn't caught on.
It's
not
so,
in public.
It's weird because when they were going through all these dishes that like you can get at Hell's Kitchen, I was kind of thinking, like, I'm not really sure I would want to eat at Hell's Kitchen. I'm not sure there's a ton on this menu I would really want to eat that much.
So the, to be honest, I want beef Wellington.
Well,
just
I mean, if I were go to Hell's Kitchen, I would get the beef Wellington because I've never had one, and I don't even really think any places really sell it except for Hell's Kitchen.
Well, the next time, Joe, you and I.
Okay.
A year from now.
Okay.
Let's go to Las Vegas.
Okay.
And we will eat at the Hell's Kitchen, restaurant.
And
we will dine on beef Wellington. That's a good goal to have.
Do you think the Hell's Kitchen restaurant in Las Vegas will have the same menu as the Hell's Kitchen show?
It's got to have a similar one, right? I mean,
it probably will, yeah.
I mean, listen, you're going to have beef Wellington. You're going to have
Risotto.
Maybe some John Dory.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm not going to play Ramsay unveiling. Essentially, the conceit of this challenge is that the chefs have to, well, as it's originally presented, that each team has to cook every dish from the menu, or 6 dishes from the menu.
Six dishes from the menu.
What we have is beef Wellington, as you heard, salmon,
yes,
halibut,
yes,
rack of lamb,
yes,
duck breast,
mm-hmm,
pork chop,
yes,
and they get 25 minutes. And what do you think? You just hear the setup. What's your initial reaction to this?
I thought it was kind of an interesting idea, you know, sort of. Just seeing who's the best at the menu, because ultimately, isn't that sort of what the point of this show is? Is like to figure out which chef is the best at making Gordon's menu, so they can run Gordon's restaurant.
That's true. Yes.
So I felt like, to me, this is like, this kind of makes sense. This is sort of the point of the show, is to see who can do this the best.
Well, what we didn't know when the challenge started, and what the contestants didn't know, is that was it 3 minutes?
I believe it was 3 minutes.
No,
yes.
I say 30 seconds. That can't be right.
No, I think it was 3 minutes. Yeah.
So every few minutes.
Yeah.
So he forces them to kick somebody out of the kitchen.
Right. So each side started with 6 people in the kitchen, and every 3 minutes they had to kick one person out.
Yeah. And it ends up being Michelle and the red team. And so you kind of have to, I suppose, communicate. Well, everyone's got to be on the same page as to what they're cooking, and it's 6 different dishes.
Right. And when they're kicked out, they weren't kicked out entirely. They just basically left the kitchen area, but they were still within shouting distance. So they could say, you know, hey, make sure you check out my lamb. Make sure you check out my pork chop, whatever they were working
yeah,
on.
Yeah, they could yell out things all at the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, so they weren't like kicked out like in dinner service when they're kicked out and they have to go back to the dorms. They just had to go a little bit away.
Well, and so the last two is Michelle in the red team.
Yes.
And Nick in the blue team.
Right.
Now, we should say that then at the end, I think there's when there's 3 minutes left, they all get sent back in.
Right.
To complete the...
Because it takes more than one person, I guess, to plate six dishes.
So, yes.
At least for Gordon's standards.
His purportedly high standards.
Yes.
And so, okay, here's what happens. At the end of the challenge, everyone's, you know, like when they're done, they're plating it.
Right.
Six dishes, and immediately we see that the pork chop on the red team is undercooked.
Yes.
To a great degree.
It's raw, even.
As Ramsay went. But then it looks actually raw.
Yeah.
In today's Last Chef Standing Challenge, each all-star team worked together to cook six entrees from the Hell's Kitchen menu.
I'll be judging your dishes head-to-head. The better dish from each team will win the round.
But the red team's raw pork...
Where's the pork?
...has them off to a horrific start.
Oh, dear.
This is red team pork.
Oh, dear.
Who cooked the pork on the red team?
I started it, and then...
How can you even ask that question? He knows what the challenge was.
Well, the only thing missing on this pork dish is the tail.
So Dana was responsible
right,
for cooking that.
Yes, but she was kicked out fairly early, if
yeah,
I remember.
Yeah, so somebody else took it.
Yes.
Wow. The winner of this round... is definitely the blue team. Good
yeah,
job.
No, thank you. I had a problem with this challenge, by the way.
You mean the judging of the challenge or just the challenge itself?
The judging. I don't know how much we're going to play from this, but basically...
we're not going to play much from it.
So basically...
I'll go through... Well, here, let me... You go through. So, okay, Beef Wellington... well, what did we just... No, we just heard pork chop.
We heard
okay.
the pork chop, yes.
Yeah, they screwed up the order for some reason. They wanted to start with the pork chop. So that was the blue team. Beef Wellington, red and blue team both win. Which I was like, okay, we're going to have another...
Yeah.
It's going to be like that again. Salmon, blue team wins. Halibut, red and blue. Rack of lamb, neither team. And duck breast, red and blue. So I'll play the winner, even though if you just counted, you would know.
Well, you noted, so Ramsay had, I believe, three ties in there, or
yeah.
four ties. There are four ties.
There were four ties, including the one where neither team won.
Right, so there was a pork chop at the beginning, which was won by the blue team.
Yeah.
Then the next four dishes were the ties.
That's correct.
Which is ridiculous. It's a ridiculous way to judge the competition. One of those dishes has to be better. What's the point of doing these challenges if you're not going to actually judge whose is better?
Okay, so salmon is the last
one. Yeah, so salmon was the last one. So there was pork chop, then four ties, and then the salmon.
Even though I've essentially told you who won. But anyway, here's Ramsay telling you the same thing.
The shrimp.
Salmon dish has shrimp.
Like that. What does that mean?
The red team's shrimp is off.
They are overcooked.
Yeah, they're overcooked.
The winner of the challenge, clearly. Congratulations. Blue team.
You sure?
Nailed.
So it's just ridiculous. Ramsay just gives four ties in the middle of the challenge. He basically doomed the red team.
Well, I typically agree with you on this stuff, but here's the thing. Like, the drama from this challenge didn't come from, like, you weren't sure who was going to win. I mean, the red team had to win that last one even to tie.
Right.
So, it seemed like they did everything in their power to maximize drama and doing those ties. Like, it could have been that the blue team would have won every dish.
But I don't understand why they even need the drama. Like, at least just judge that. Honestly, like if the red team gets crushed in a challenge, that's still interesting
that's
television.
True.
If like the blue team wins every single dish, that's an interesting challenge because it indicates that the red team did completely terrible as opposed to what happens here where the red team loses the first one, then there's four ties, then they lose the last one. And then Ramsay's like, the winner is clearly the blue team. It's like, it was not clear because there were four ties in the middle where both teams were exactly the same.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not crazy about the tie. I think you should be forced to pick one.
He should always
they're
be
never
going to
be exactly the same.
Yes, there's no tie. I think they should eliminate ties on the show. If I was a producer on the show, I would say no more ties in challenges.
I think so.
Yeah.
Blue team wins.
Yes, blue team
is very good at challenges.
Blue team
yes, they are.
Much better job of communicating than the red team.
The red team this is spiraling out of control. Honestly,
that's a great quote really by Nick there. The red team is spiraling out of control. The blue team has lost the last two. Has lost like three of the last or two of the last three dinner challenges. They lost last week when Jared went home. Josh went home the week before that, which was a red team loss. But then the week before that, the blue team lost again, and Josh went over to the red team. So how can he say the red team is spiraling out of control when the blue team's lost two of the last three dinners?
That is interesting because, yes, in the last episode, Ramsey said right at the end, he's like the red team has like surpassed you.
Right, yeah.
Although I did say at the time that there was no evidence of that.
No. And then the thing with the show is even if it seems like one team's doing better, it always switches. And if it doesn't, Ramsey will just switch.
Yeah, move people
from onto the other team to make it that way.
Blue team, well done. You're in for a great, amazing day. All of you are heading off to a world-class rock climbing gym.
Sweet.
You are in a harness.
Yes.
I've also arranged to have a unique dining experience. You'll be eating at Bourbon Steak at the Americana at Brand.
Awesome. So they're going to just a random rock climbing
place. Yeah, they're going to a rock climbing place.
Did they say what it was? Because I didn't
even
look
it up. No, he didn't
even
say that. He just said it was a world-class rock climbing facility. But so world-class, he didn't even name it.
So does that mean that like one of the producers has a membership to a gym and they're like, okay, well, we could send everybody there.
That's probably what it is. Because it wasn't like a giant facility full of rock climbing. It was like one wall.
Yeah, I've seen it. You know, we are proud of the fact that we live in Chicago and yes. We have some also, I would think, impressive climbing facilities here.
Yes, absolutely.
Artificial, of course, because we don't have any mountains.
Right, yeah, there's no mountains around here.
Oh. Why are you standing staring at me? Get out of here.
Blue team coming through with the win, baby. Woo!
That's Van, of course.
Okay, baby. Always full of so much enthusiasm.
Have fun, Ratchet Red.
Ratchet, you're in for a miserable day because you're spending all day with Mourinho. It's a grim day. The dining room is long overdue for a deep cleaning and then get Mourinho's shirts ready ahead of the next service. You know how picky he is. Yeah, he's a pain in the ass. The kitchen's also...
By the way, can we point out the fact that Mourinho's, like, suit is messed up? He has, like, the collars from his shirt outside of his jacket.
I have to say, it wasn't a very bad punishment.
I think it could be relaxing to vacuum.
Yeah, really. I mean, they don't let him, like, listen to their iPhones or whatever, so they can't, like, listen to music.
Are you sure about that?
I mean, I guess I haven't really seen them do that.
So, okay. So the restaurant that they go to, the blue team, after they're done with their rock climbing escapades, is called Bourbon Steak.
Mm-hmm.
And when they show up, and the restaurant appears to be closed to the public.
Right.
At this time of the day. But we see the sous chefs, Jockey and...
Christina.
Who are there to greet them.
What a great surprise.
Everyone's nice because they're not in the it's not dinner service.
Right.
So
all the food is great.
Obviously you can't see the food right now, so.
Yeah.
First of all, I looked this up. Joe, have you ever, when you lived in the LA area, did you go to Bourbon Steak or have you heard about it?
I have not heard of it until last night's episode.
Okay, so I went to the to the site, Bourbon Steak, Americana at Brand. I don't know what that is either.
Now, it says it's in Glendale, so that was a little east of where I was.
Now, here's the menu.
The shellfish platter is $84. Serves two to
two,
three.
Serves two to three. Days. You get one of those for the table. Let's look at the steaks. The cowboy ribeye, 20 ounces, $74.
That's a lot.
It is. I mean, I really don't know. I don't really go to steakhouses, so I don't know if this stuff is...
Well, so the New York strip here is $54. That's about $20 more than you'd pay at a lot of places.
After a long afternoon of manual labor for the red team.
What's with the attitude? You really need to drop it. You said
I don't
that...
have an attitude. You haven't begun to see me get an attitude.
Oh, I wanted to comment
Michelle
on this.
And Elise
sure.
are at each other's throats.
Sometimes you are nails on a chalkboard annoying. I don't want to hear that. I'm trying to focus.
Okay, Elise, stop it.
You have Michelle versus Elise.
You know what? Look, I don't want to have any hard feelings.
And then it diffuses
sorry.
Very quickly.
Same here.
Let's just.
Yeah, let's just get
although, as we kind of learned later, it really wasn't over.
Oh,
foreshadowing.
So
yes.
I love walking into a sourpuss.
Shell's kind
favorite.
Of annoying.
Looking
I have to say,
there,
I mean, I don't, oh, I guess I'm a little spoiling, but as we've said multiple times on this podcast, you should watch the episode before listening to the podcast.
Well, I'll save my comments about the captains until later. So there,
I have several comments about the captains later. I guess I'll save.
Okay, so they're in the dorms. They get a call from Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, they're waiting to do dinner service.
Michelle, it's Chef here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Chef?
Good. We're on the. Listen carefully. I need to see you all immediately. Let's go.
Yes, Chef.
Listen carefully. No, Chef, I need
Ramsay.
To see you.
Go through the back of the room.
Yeah. Not really complicated.
Oh, it's on.
He said hurry.
It's about to go up in this key right now.
Just more evidence of Michelle's.
Come on, guys.
So they get down to the kitchen and Ramsay's cooking.
Come
something.
Out, guys. Come
yes.
On.
Now I have a theory about this.
Shit, you want me to stop it?
Yeah, you can stop nervous. It, so as we're about to see, so Ramsay gives a cooking demonstration of like one of his signature dishes, which is some sort of like oyster with pasta in it. I don't know what the dish was called. Now, so here's the thing. So
you're aware that people listen to this and when we don't know anything about food.
Well, I didn't write what
critical.
It was down, but so anyway, so he gives this demonstration and they show more or less the step-by-step preparation for this. So they also did this on MasterChef, the most recent season that aired over the summer, was they had multiple times where Ramsay or one of the other chefs on the show would demonstrate how they cook things. Now, they had done that in previous seasons, but it would only be like once or twice an entire season. Last season on MasterChef, it was like every episode, one of the chefs was giving like a detailed instruction on how to make a dish. So I have a theory for why they do this and why they did this on last night's episode. So recently, in the past year or so on YouTube, I've noticed a lot of videos featuring Gordon Ramsay making like dishes, like going super viral, like getting millions of hits.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so it'll be like Gordon Ramsay explains how to make the perfect hamburger
or scrambled eggs. I've seen
that one.
That was the
first one, but like recently he's made like a bunch more, and his like YouTube channel has been like really churning them out in the past year, and they've been getting like a ton of views every time. So I think they've been taking that formula and they've like been trying to replicate it on his shows by having Ramsay give these cooking demonstrations so they can then post those clips onto YouTube and try to get tons of views again.
Well, you don't think that anyone could listen to his description and then know how to cook the dish from this.
No, I don't think they could, but I think that's why I think it's unsuccessful, but I think they think, oh,
they're
maybe people
trying
just,
to do it.
Yeah, maybe they're like, well, people want to see Gordon Ramsay, because that is one of the flaws of this show, is that you have this master chef, Gordon Ramsay.
Well, no, wait a minute. Master chef is another chef.
That's true. You have this great chef in Gordon Ramsay, but we never see him cook anything on the show. We see him yell at people about their cooking, but we don't really see him ever cook.
So this is him trying to prove his mettle?
Sort of, I guess.
Okay, well, we'll play it.
Yeah,
see,
I mean,
if you could cook this dish based on just his instructions.
Although this whole clip was annoying because you have all these people. Is this the first time they've ever seen him cook? They're like mesmerized by watching him make these oysters.
Has anybody ever been to my flagship restaurant in Chelsea?
No, chef.
This is a signature dish. It's a tagliatelle of oysters with an amazing beurre champagne and finished with Ossetta caviar on top. Okay, so it's put together in stages.
Chef Ramsay is just casually cooking with some champagne and oysters like it's just another Monday. Ooh, it's a very, very fancy dish. He makes it look so easy.
So, in here.
Well, he's made it like a million
times.
Amazing
oyster juice with what?
Champagne.
Cucumber up to the boil. Oysters, third time on, drain them off. Otherwise, cucumber overcooks very quickly. What happens to it?
It's mushy.
Now, from there.
That did seem like that was to the audience, not to them.
Yeah.
Seasoned with.
Yeah, these people know that. You see what I'm talking about? Like, they're literally going step by step on how to make it. Now, they're not giving you the exact directions or measurements.
They should put the directions, like, on the skin.
Yeah.
Pasta is the base.
A little pop-up.
Yes.
So basically, you twirl the pasta, you put it on an oyster shell, and then you put an oyster and other some caviar on it,
right.
And who knows how expensive it is, but probably a lot.
It would probably cost more than those steaks.
The aesthetics of the dish coming together. From there, take your beurre blanc, finish that.
Whenever Chef Ramsay is making a dish,
Dana,
you better damn well pay attention.
Then the caviar, you go on.
As he's showing us, I'm trying to like soak.
Is caviar the kind of thing where if you like, you have a little extra on the spoon, like with icing, that you could like, you know, eat the remnants?
Right. I don't know. I've never had caviar, to be honest, so I have no idea.
Now, all of you, line up. Quick.
I'm starting to feel the pressure because I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to recreate this dish. I know it.
Listen carefully. At this point, I've
got to concentrate on those chefs who are operating at the highest level. So tonight, I'm trimming the fat.
He said trimming the fat.
Yeah.
The name of the episode, though,
half
trimming
of you
fat.
Will be competing in a very special challenge, and the chef who is least successful recreating my signature dish will be leaving Hell's Kitchen tonight.
Oh my God. I kind of feel like I'm gonna my pants.
Michelle and Nick.
Yes, chef.
In our last challenge, you two were the last remaining chefs in each of your kitchens. With that in mind, I've decided that you will choose which half of your team will be safe and which half will cook for their lives.
Okay, so...
I have a couple of problems.
Well, I'll just summarize the challenge here. There's going to be no dinner service.
Right.
I guess if you had a reservation, you're out of luck for this night because no one's there. And you have six cooks on each team, on the red and the blue. And Michelle and Nick, who were the last people standing in the last challenge, are essentially team captains.
Yes.
And they choose the three people on their team that are going to be safe and the three people that have to cook, the loser, the worst dish overall, has to go home.
Right.
So I have complaints too, but I will defer to you first.
Okay, so my first problem with this challenge is this seems antithetical to the point of the show. The point of the show is to pick the best person to run Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen restaurant in Las Vegas. What would happen, though, in this challenge if Michelle and Nick, as team captains, you see, he's trying to trim the fat, right? He's trying to trim the weakest chefs. What if Michelle and Nick pick the three best chefs on their team to compete in the challenge? What if, you know, Michelle picked Elise, Dana, and Jennifer, who, I mean, they're probably the three best on the women's team. What if they had done that? And then Nick did the same on the blue team, picked Millie, Van, and I don't know.
Well, he did pick Millie.
Well, he did pick Minnie.
And
so Millie and Michelle did pick one person. But I'm saying, what if they had picked all three of the three best chefs on their team in order to try to eliminate one of the stronger chefs to make their path to the final easier?
Here's the thing. So I'm known as a Gordon Ramsay apologist. Uh-huh. So I will respond. So he says when he's like, okay, who's your next person? He says, who's the weakest? And I think that the pressure of him asking that direct question will, like, if they have to come up with an answer quickly, that they will listen to what he's saying. Even though I agree with you, I just think that the, again, the way it's framed and coming from Gordon Ramsay, I think.
Well, then here's my second problem with this challenge. Why didn't Michelle and Nick just pick the three strongest chefs? They should have just picked the three strongest
chefs.
Because
they'd be yelled at.
No, but that's not how Gordon Ramsay said it. Gordon Ramsay said, who is your weakest chef? He said, you pick who cooks and who doesn't cook. So they should have, Michelle should have been like, Dana, Jennifer, and Elise are the three weakest. And why? Because Elise is loud and brash, and Dana, I don't know. She would have, I mean, like, that's what they should have done. Like, you know, if this was, you know, this is a show where you don't have any control really over who gets eliminated in any challenge, right? In dinner service, if your team is terrible, you know, you can't, like, the four weakest chefs on the team can't gang up on the other two and outvote them. And put them.
But
up
I think that's
happened
before,
right? But Ramsay doesn't have to just pick those two people. He very often will pick like a third person out of the group and send him home if he doesn't like the two people in front of him. So you don't have a choice. But here is an opportunity for Nick and Michelle to actually get rid of a strong contestant if they were to pick the three strongest on each of their teams and put them in this challenge. But they failed. They didn't do it.
Okay, so my criticism.
Uh huh. Go ahead.
Of the captains. And we're not even on to the actual challenge yet. Is that okay? So the criteria for who gets to select were the people that were the last people standing in the previous challenge.
Right.
So that was Michelle and Nick. But it seemed like the red team did such an awful job that Michelle, like, rather than be getting an award.
Mm.
Michelle was essentially most responsible. The argument that's could be that she was most responsible for their loss.
That's actually a good point.
So that's why that was my criticism, that she was given an award for like the captain.
Yeah.
Like the Titanic. All right.
Right.
Captain Smith. I think that was his name.
Yeah.
Captain Smith. You know, not even if he wasn't the most responsible, he just accepts responsibility because he's the captain.
Right.
Okay. He's the last person on the bridge.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Mm. At least in the movie he was.
Right.
I think the same should apply.
That's a good point. I didn't even think about that, but that is true. Michelle is getting rewarded for doing a terrible job. Also, like, the actual challenge was basically random who got kicked out of the kitchen. Now, a few times the blue team said, you know, Robin, you're out because you're weak.
Well, before... save that point, because I do want to... Let's give the team breakdowns. Who gets
sure, go
to...
ahead.
Okay, so the red team, these are the people that have to cook Ramsay's dish. They have to recreate it. The red team, it's going to be Manda, Barbie,
yes,
and Elise. For the blue team, it's going to be Millie, Gio, and Robin.
You see, I think on both sides, they got two of the three picks right. I think Manda and Barbie on the red team were right. And I think that Giovanni and Robin on the blue team are right. Millie, I don't understand why. I don't know what Nick was doing there. I don't know if Nick was doing my strategy of trying to pick a strong chef to get him possibly eliminated, or if he actually does think Millie is somehow the weakest chef on the blue team. But that was kind of that was a little weird to me. Elise, the pick did. I mean, I think Elise is one of the stronger, if not the strongest, chef on the red team. But I at least understand why Michelle would put her up there, just because she, she does get on people's nerves.
In tonight's daunting Cook for Your Life challenge,
the chef who is least successful recreating my signature dish will be leaving Hell's Kitchen tonight.
Chef Ramsay has asked the two chefs from the Last Chef Standing challenge, Nick and Michelle, to decide who were the three weakest members on their team.
Nick, you chose Robin, Millie, and Gio as your weakest three.
Yes, chef.
Michelle, you chose Barbie and Manda as your weakest third and final person on the red team.
Elise, chef.
Well, and we should say...
Yes, chef.
That what? This has ramifications for
not
me.
Necessarily
also,
player,
well, okay, so this is another thing, another problem I have with this challenge. In the preview for this week's episode, they showed Elise coming back from the kitchen celebrating not getting eliminated.
You know what? They also showed Robin doing that. And I knew.
Oh, really? I didn't remember that.
Because I remember because she has the blue. I remember her celebrating with people in the red. And that's why I recall. So I kind of knew how this challenge was going to play out because of that last trailer.
Well, I didn't realize the Robin one, but I remembered Elise coming back celebrating. So I was like, well, Elise isn't going home. So this
okay,
is sort of stupid.
Yeah. I came here. I tried to be.
But Elise is mad.
Yeah,
she is
Elise
mad
is not
at,
happy
at
about getting
picked. Better hope I go home tonight.
You six remaining chefs that are safe head to the patio.
I have to say, even if you don't like Elise, she is the most passionate about winning the competition.
I
think Elise and Robin are the two most passionate about winning the show. The problem is Robin is terrible. I mean, she is just not good. She is consistently one of the worst in dinner services and in, like, the challenges.
Starts now.
Okay, so 30 minutes to cook these oyster things.
Yes, these oyster things. And it has to be exactly right. As we'll see later, Ramsay sort of is a nitpick, but he also isn't a nitpick.
Well, he made, and the key is that he also made six of the oysters.
Right.
That also.
Yes, chef. Doing a dish that I just saw.
Think of how much, so does each person get their own bottle of champagne? I mean, this is probably the most expensive.
That's why they had to cancel service.
Yeah.
They're saving money on other aspects.
Also, if you think about it, they punished the red team by making them clean the kitchen, but now they're not having any, or cleaning the dining room, but they're not having anyone do the dining room tonight, so it was kind of a waste of a clean.
Everybody for themselves right now. Sorry, ladies. I'm staying.
That's Manda.
It's actually kind of funny, this challenge, because they were all, like, very tense, and it was, like, completely quiet.
I didn't come here to go home, and I plan on winning this thing, and I plan on beating whoever's in front of me. I'm coming out of this thing alive.
Just over 5 minutes gone, 25 minutes remaining.
25 minutes remaining, chef.
Once Nick put me in this pool with these little guppies, I felt bad because I'm comfortable with this. It's a Beurre Blanc. Beurre Blanc is the first sauce I ever made in my life. It's pasta.
How's a Beurre Blanc the first sauce you ever made in your life? Not like a tomato sauce for spaghetti or something?
The first sauce I made was like mixing mustard and ketchup to try to approximate the Big Mac sauce,
yeah.
And I was unsuccessful.
I used to be the sous chef of a fish restaurant.
That's Barbie speaking.
We shucked oysters every night. I shucked the out of some oysters, and I'm fine with this.
You ever had oysters, Joe?
I actually have not. No.
I've had them. I think they're a little bit overrated.
They're kind of expensive.
Yeah, it's a lot of work to like.
Yeah.
Let me show you how it's done.
Too much
she unfortunately was not a sous chef at a pasta restaurant.
Don't go crazy with the pasta.
No.
Focus on this, Robin.
Focus on this.
This is it. Do or die time. Attention to detail.
1, 2, 3, 4.
My life.
1 mountain, 2 mountain, 3 mountain, 4 mountain.
I'm realizing that my nerves, my anxiety is getting to me. Like, my hands cannot stop shaking right now.
Why is she still on this show? I don't understand.
Well, so when Robin is trying to shuck the oysters,
so I keep on talking to myself.
I kept thinking she's going to cut her hand. Saying, the way she's holding the knife is like, she said she's nervous.
She calls her medic.
I'm just making sure.
Gordon gets mad again.
Okay, come on.
It would be funny if Jared became a medic after the last week.
Your heart is racing. On top of that, your nerves. It's a lot.
You okay, Elise?
Yes.
Okay.
90 seconds remaining.
Oh,
90
wow.
AKA a minute and a half.
55 seconds to go.
55.
My life.
20 seconds remaining.
Oh my God.
It is interesting because, you know, on other shows like MasterChef or other cooking shows, like the whole like cooking addition amount of time or you get eliminated is like very common, but on Hell's Kitchen, it actually never happens. Because it's you only get eliminated for dinner service. So it's actually interesting that they are having this sort of stand.
It seems
challenge.
Like they don't really have to, they don't plate in time.
Yeah, they didn't really, yeah.
I don't want Amanda to go.
So everyone is in the dorms talking about what might happen. Because apparently when you win or when you are declared safe, you get to go back to the dorms.
Yeah, you gotta hang out at the dorms.
In a piecemeal fashion.
And I think they both predict, I think people predicted that Elise and Millie were not gonna be eliminated, which was correct. Spoiler alert.
Elise, you okay?
Elise is tearful.
You cut yourself? What's wrong?
Nothing, Chef.
Well, clearly something's wrong.
I don't think I deserve to be up here. The key word was the three weakest chefs.
That's what this is, do or die.
Okay. Amanda, please grab your dish. Come on up. Very carefully.
Yes, Chef.
This is the most important dish I have ever made in my entire life.
Yeah, I was also thinking about Amanda. Amanda did the same thing on the last season that she's doing on this season, where like she's not very good, but like there's always like one or two people who's like just worse than her each week that she's able to kind of skate by and keep getting through round after round.
I'll be a little bit more generous on the sauce. You got sauce beauty done there, no sauce there. But we'll find out how you did in a minute. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take your dish back. Thank you. Strong effort. Very strong. Next up.
I mean, I think
Millie,
she's good.
Let's go.
I don't think
I'm
she's
about
good.
To put down the perfect recreation of Chef Ramsay's dish. Watch what's about to happen. Visually, beautiful. Got the ratio of the pasta absolutely spot on. How long did you poach the oysters for?
Just put the champagne up to warm, put it off the stove, set it to the side.
That's beautiful. I mean, really beautiful. Beautifully done. What's missing, Millie?
I think I forgot the peppercorns in my berlangsha.
What's missing, Millie?
This is like a classic, like elementary school teacher like strategy.
What's missing, Millie?
I can't remember, sir.
How many oysters did I make?
How many did you make? You made 6. Oh.
I did feel bad for him.
In this nerve-wracking Cook for Your Life challenge,
the ratio of the pasta, absolutely spot on.
Chef Ramsay is impressed with Millie's recreation of his oyster tagliatelle dish.
That's beautiful. I mean, really beautiful.
Except for one rather important detail.
What's missing, Millie? How many oysters did I make?
How many did you make? You made 6. Oh.
How the f- did I forget to put this oyster on there? I should be embarrassed. Made one mistake. Everything else is flawless.
So how much does Ramsay
care
for
me,
about?
Is your dish better than Amanda's?
Notice he says, is the recreation better?
It's better, Amanda's.
It must have
You're
been
safe.
A lot better for him to ignore that mistake because I think
I agree. Yeah, I think Amanda's was probably well. The thing is, I mean, Ramsay basically said it was perfect, except he left one oyster off. So I guess like, again, this is what I was talking about with this challenge. It's like, does Ramsay
want to eliminate people, like strong people, for messing up this challenge, or does he want to keep the strong people to make sure he gets a good chef at the end of the competition?
But
next up,
if you like, if it's an expensive dish and a sixth of it was missing, that would lower the price.
Well, that's true. That is a good point.
It's not.
So we have Barbie coming up.
Yes, Barbie comes up. And it's just loaded with spaghetti.
Fishy, what do you think?
I think that one has a lot of pasta.
Why so much pasta?
That's one of the things I struggled with, Chef.
Beurre blanc, delicious. Cucumber, still crunchy. Take it back, please. I have to decide between you and Manda.
Yes, Chef.
Manda.
Yes, Chef.
I'm sorry to say, you, young lady, are putting up with me for a lot longer. Head to the patio.
Thank you, Chef.
It took me a couple of moments to realize what he was saying, like what that meant.
Yeah, I was a little confused as well. Ramsay loves to do those surprise finishes.
I want to go see my team now.
Would a look like me walk in the kitchen?
Millie's still talking about his victory.
That made me wonder how long, like, it was in between each dish, because Millie was still, like, mid-rant when Manda walked in.
I mean, I guess he could have been talking for, like, an hour.
Because, I mean, that's what I was thinking. I was like, has he been talking for, like, 15 straight minutes, or has it only been, like, 2 minutes?
Robin, please. Let's go.
Robin, from the blue team.
I know Chef Ramsay's going to love my dish.
There you go, Chef.
I'm hoping that he thinks his dish is perfect.
You seem to struggle opening the oysters. What happened?
I had a problem opening three of them.
Yeah. I got you.
Sorry, Chef.
What happened there?
I guess I stabbed it too hard. I didn't realize I cut it.
He said he couldn't eat one of her oysters.
Yeah, Chef.
Four good, too bad. Back in line.
Yeah, Chef.
Four good, too bad.
So that's like Millie, five good, one not existent.
So between Barbie and Robin.
Yeah, Chef.
Robin.
Yes, Chef.
You're going to have to beat Elise or Gio. Barbie, head to the patio.
Yes, Chef.
You're safe.
Barbie is safe.
I survived the night, but Michelle is probably freaking out because if Elise comes through these doors, she's going to be mad as hell. Hey!
Was Elise still crying?
Yeah.
Elise, let's go.
I'm upset because I'm not the weakest member of the team. I've been nice. I've been nothing but a team player since I've been here.
Well,
I won't go that far. I defend Elise, but I would not say she has been nice.
It's beautiful. How long did you poach the oysters for?
Very briefly. I just put them in the champagne, warmed it up, and pulled it off and let it poach on the side.
Why stick the shell so far into the salt?
I was getting it to stand up, Chef. I'm sorry.
What happens to that salt?
It gets inside.
What do oysters taste of?
Salt.
What does caviar taste
of? Salt.
Back in line.
What was that, Chef? You just got a mouthful of salt because Elise put her shells too far in the salt?
Elise, it's too bad that you had the extra salt.
I hate how, like, the people who just, like, messed up in the challenge then talk smack about the other people in the challenge.
Robin and Elise.
Like, Robin just messed up two of her six oysters, and now she's...
is better than
trash talk.
Yeah, trash talk.
The patio.
Elise beats Robin, though.
So now we have Elise going back to face Michelle.
Yes, and she is obviously upset, as we've seen, about being picked for this challenge.
Definitely not letting Michelle get off easy. Now,
well, she had to pick somebody.
It's on. Oh, you opened a can of worms. It's on now, baby. Just no. Just no.
It's been on. Just the beginning. It's a competition.
It's really on. It's really on now.
In today's Cook for Your Life challenge,
Elise, your dish is better than Robin's.
Thank you, Chef.
The pasta.
Thank you,
Elise,
Chef.
Was declared safe by Chef Ramsay.
It's on.
And she is enjoying a little chat with the chef who put her on the chopping block.
It's on now, baby. Just go. Just go.
It's been on. Just the beginning. It's a competition.
It's really on.
It's on.
Really on now.
That's
and
relax.
I will continue.
Thank
Guess
you.
Who's Zach? You thought it was going to be that easy?
Why is this happening?
I don't know.
Get used to this face.
Your crying face?
With Elise clearly declaring war on Michelle.
Michelle thinks that was so clever and witty, but it really wasn't. I'm sure many people have cried on Hell's Kitchen.
And Giovanni is hoping his dash will keep him from going home.
I'm not ready to go home. I don't want to go home. And you want to make his decision as hard as possible, and we'll see what he does.
The presentation of this one, it's beautiful. What's missing in there?
He's just said one
What's
of them.
What's missing in there?
Sauce. A little light on the sauce.
What's missing in there?
Light on the sauce, chef.
What's missing in there?
Light on the sauce, chef.
What happened?
I put the sauce on it. I just didn't put enough.
Why so much pasta?
I don't know, chef. I was trying to twirl it and I guess in a matter of panicking.
There's one thing I've welcomed in this competition is your composure. I don't expect the word panic coming from you. Back in line, please.
Yes, chef.
I, again, want to reiterate here that if you watched the trailer for this week's episode, right. You saw Robin celebrating. So at this point, I was like, oh, well, clearly...
Giovanni's going home.
He's
going
to go.
You see, I actually kind of remembered that Robin did... I remembered kind of seeing her in a preview. So I kind of thought, but I wasn't 100% sure. Because part of me was like, there's no way... Ramsay can keep Robin around again. Like, it's not even like second chances with her at this point. It's like seventh chances.
Yeah.
He's like allowed her to stay after so many mistakes and so many times when she's been in the bottom two.
Robin, head to the patio.
Holy Now, I did think Ramsay was very nice to Giovanni.
No, I agreed. I thought this was classy.
I'm glad you came back. Look after that family.
I will.
Jack off, please.
It's kind of lame they don't let him keep the jackets.
It just wasn't your night, Gio. Thank you.
Thank you, Chef.
Take care, bud.
By the way, Giovanni was kind of crying also during his interview.
I would cry.
I'm just saying, everyone's making fun of Elisa crying, but I mean, multiple people were crying in this episode.
I would cry. I cried watching Giovanni.
Wait, I gave it a shot. Came up short.
See, he's clear too.
It seemed like they reacted before she went through the door. Like they knew who was going to arrive.
Oh, really? I think they were just always celebrating because, like, when Elise walks in, Manda starts, like, cheering. But I think Manda was just preemptively cheering no matter who walked through the door.
So you don't think they have security cameras that they can see who's walking up to the door?
I don't think so.
Who's weak? I'm the strongest on the team, and they know it. Michelle knows it. But she must have not watched season 9. Let the games begin. I'm coming for you. So you better bring all that every day.
I'm ready. Ding dong, the witch is alive. I wouldn't want to be Michelle right now.
Wait, that means Gio's gone.
Yes.
Giovanni may have agent experience.
Well, it
but
also
his
wasn't
detail
no.
in this critical challenge was a big disappointment.
I like Giovanni.
Yeah, he was a good guy. Giovanni. I mean, he wasn't great this season. He didn't deserve to win, but he was a nice guy.
Next week
on Hell's Kitchen.
Not next
this
week.
Is the new
Elise is on the warpath.
No more playing nice now. I don't trust y'all.
And when the red team has an intervention.
Yeah, we just wanted to be on the same page.
Yikes.
Will it send her over the edge?
Elise, does this look all right?
Well, I don't care how your ponytail look now, it's on.
Can any of her teammates stop her?
I thought we were friends.
There's no friendship here.
Or
so
Chef
stupid.
Christina.
Why would you think they were friends?
Today?
Or Chef Ramsay.
Elise, there's been a massive meltdown.
Find out next time.
Not sorry.
On a Primal episode of Hell's Kitchen All-Stars.
All right. So, what do you think of that episode?
Well, I think, as I said, I had a problem with the challenge at the end. I thought it was antithetical. I believe it's antithetical to the nature of the show.
To the spirit of the show.
Yeah, I mean, the whole point is to pick the best person. You shouldn't be having a challenge like that where possibly a strong person could be sent home just because they didn't make one dish right.
You know what? At the time I was watching the episode, I was not crazy about the lack of dinner service.
Mm.
But you know what? It's kind of, it's a nice change of pace.
I agree. I enjoyed that it was a different sort of episode.
And, it was fine. Sorry to see. I thought, aside from knowing who was going to consider
right,
home,
that was also a problem,
That was but that's really the producers, not...
Yeah, that has nothing to do with... whoever makes the previews, yeah.
Yeah, the preview artist.
Yes.
So I didn't like that. Now, we do have a programming note.
Yes.
There is no episode of Hell's Kitchen this week.
There's, right.
Because this is Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving week. I don't think they're airing an episode because of that.
And so we'll also be taking a break.
We'll be taking a break. We won't just be doing an episode about a rerun.
But I do want to say before... Well, I want to talk about Thanksgiving.
Sure.
Because it's food related.
Yes.
But should we do our predictions first, maybe?
Let's do our predictions first. Then we'll talk about Thanksgiving.
I will go first.
Sure.
You go first.
Okay. Well, I know that the whole preview for this upcoming week makes it seem like Elise is going home. But as we've basically discussed on every episode, they really make the previews misleading, except for last week's preview, in which they just gave away the entire episode. But usually the previews are misleading.
And we still got the predictions wrong.
That's true. So I am going to predict that Elise will still win, despite the preview showing that she is going to melt down next week. And I'm going to say that Robin... After I've said Manda for multiple weeks, and I believe last week I even said I'm going to keep picking Manda each week until she finally goes home. But I'm going to pick Robin because I think now it's the end. I think Ramsay's given her too many life preservers, and there's just none left, and he's going to let her sink this week, next week, or 2 weeks.
And to win.
To Elisa again, to win.
Okay, I think also that Robin will be going home next time, and I think I'm going to stick with my last week's prediction for the winner, which is Jennifer. Although I still think Millie, I'm back in Camp Millie. So
I think you should have, yeah, I think your original pick of Millie, well, your original pick was Ashley. So your second pick of Millie was a good pick.
So, okay, I may switch back to Millie depending on next week.
Yeah.
Because he did really well this time, aside from not putting forward the right number of oysters.
Yes. But it's not a counting challenge. It's a cooking challenge.
That's true. That's what he should have said.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I think we should talk a little bit about Thanksgiving because, sure. You know, that's a food holiday.
Yes, it's food related.
And this is a food show.
Yes. Well, I think so.
So, I assume you're having a turkey dinner.
Yes, of course. Have turkey. Well, you know, I do the Catholic turkey and ham, you know, you got to double up.
Now, stuffing?
You see, I don't like stuffing. There will be stuffing, but I'm not a stuffing fan.
See, I think stuffing is the best part. So I would only have stuffing if I could.
I know a lot of people do believe stuffing is the best part, but I say, for me, it's the turkey. Turkey is obviously number one.
I would stick a turkey in like a huge loaf of stuffing, and that's how I would cook it.
That would be unusual to say the least, but okay. But a lot of people do agree with you that stuffing is the best part, but I'm not one of them.
Mashed potatoes.
So yes, there will be mashed potatoes as well as there will be a sweet potato casserole as well.
Is there any dish, that it may be a little unusual that you guys will be having?
Not really. Jell-O, I guess Jell-O isn't necessarily a Thanksgiving thing. I don't know. Do other people have Thanksgiving Jell-Os?
I've had it before.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to be having anything. Oh, I got a lentil stuffing in addition to the standard stuffing.
Yes.
We'll be having, and then desserts. I gotta go. My favorite Thanksgiving dessert, which we will be having, of course, pumpkin pie.
See, I'm not a fan of pumpkin pie. I'm not. It's not just not my.
So what's
not
your?
For me.
What's your?
I go apple. Just okay, go with the classic apple.
So
pie.
We're gonna have an apple pie as well.
Yeah,
so
we're probably gonna have a pumpkin and an apple.
We're gonna.
But
have
I'm gonna only have the apple.
Pumpkin, apple, pecan.
You see, I like pecan pie. I don't know if we'll have a pecan pie, though. Or pecan, pecan, where you stand on that? So you just said pecan. See, I think I usually say pecan pie, but you said pecan. You see, I'm not one of those people. I'd switch up depending on what I'm feeling at the moment.
Yeah, I will switch up, and we've talked about this on the podcast before, often.
Yes.
Sometimes I will say often. And sometimes often.
Often, yes.
Without any rhyme or reason.
Right.
Yeah, my favorite pie overall, which is not a Thanksgiving pie, is key lime pie.
Oh, you see, I don't like key lime pie either. Apple pie is just my favorite.
No, I do like key lime pie.
I know, that's just saying I don't like.
Oh, you're saying
I don't.
Other people, like if I brought a key lime pie.
No, I'm just saying I don't like it.
Yeah, well, that's it for a thing.
Yeah, I guess that is.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us.
Yes.
I'm really hungry, so thanks for listening. Have a great Thanksgiving. Go to iTunes and rate us 5 stars.
Yes.
I should have saved the Thanksgiving wishes until after I asked you to do something.
That's true. Yes.
So I'm gonna redo that. Go to iTunes, 5 stars. That applies to you too, Jeff.
Yes.
And have a great Thanksgiving. We'll see you in a couple weeks for another edition of the Hell's Kitchen podcast.